The Speaker, pursuant to Article 97 of the Constitution, declared some 40 vacant because the MPs from those areas have decided to, if I should say cross carpet, decided to jettison the vehicle that brought them to Parliament and then to now go on their own to do something else as wanting to stand for MP in those constituencies as either independent or now forcing to become members of a political party. So the Constitution is very clear on that. It says that anybody who came to Parliament on a ticket of a political party but decides to contest on another political party would have to vacate his seat. If you came to Parliament on the ticket of a political party and you now want to go as an independent, you also lose your seat. So these people, three from the ruling party and one from the opposition party, have decided to jettison the vehicle that brought them to Parliament. Three of them are going independent, and one who was an independent now wants to stand on the ticket of the ruling party. And so the Speaker found that as incongruous with the Constitution and decided to declare the seat as vacant. Don't forget that Ghana's Parliament, I would say, was a hung parliament.
That is exactly what I want to ask you. So with this arrangement that you have just explained, does it give any one of the two leading parties an advantage in Parliament?
Prior to this announcement of the vacancy, the two main political parties each had 137 members of Parliament. There was one independent member of Parliament, but he came from the ruling party stock. The ruling party conducted their primaries in a way that he wasn't happy with, and so he went independent and won against the ruling party's candidate. So he then came to Parliament and decided to align with his party. So that gave the majority to the ruling party. Now with the vacancies announced, three of those members of Parliament, or if you want, two, come from the ruling party, one comes from the opposition party, and then this independent again, this time, wants to stand on the ticket of the ruling party. So if the three of them are taken off, that brings the number of the ruling party in Parliament to 135, and then that will bring the opposition party's number to 136, thereby making the opposition now the majority.
I was reading an article where the ruling Patriotic Party is accusing the NDC of playing election politics. As you know, your country will vote in December, saying that you're trying to sabotage the legislative process to gain electoral advantage.
I disagree because there's precedence on this matter. In the last parliament, when the independent candidate today, who was then a member of the MPP, decided to file to become an independent, his seat was declared vacant by the MPP. Then they had enough numbers such that they didn't care if one person was not part of them, or they didn't care if one of their seats was declared vacant. Today, the only reason why the MPP is resisting this declaration of seat vacant is because the numbers are close. So it is not about the NDC. It is about the double standard that the MPP is engaging.
What do you think needs to be done to resolve this crisis?
There are instances where you cannot have a negotiated settlement because parties are entrenched in their positions. So the only way that you can arbitrate or have a negotiated settlement is when the parties are in agreement that they want to shift from their entrenched position.
So what do you think this might do to the upcoming election? Would it have any impact on preparation for the December election?
No, because that is handled by the Electoral Commission. They are going ahead. In fact, they are printing the notice of poll and they are about to also print the ballot papers. So they are going ahead. What is happening in Parliament is not connected to them. They have their budget already approved. So Parliament not sitting will not affect them.